Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.
I am so glad you're with us this hour, and I have to tell you, if you missed last hour, you really missed something special, but this is how you're going to catch up with it. By the middle of the week, you'll be able to go to sabrams.com and scroll down through the show notes until you find Becky Whaley from Genesee Country Village and Museum. She was our guest in the last hour. And we're now into hour two of this three-hour program. So if you missed that, and maybe you're not going to be able to hang around long enough to catch the next hour, you'll be able to access the archived audio of today's show in the show notes at sabrams.com. And if you go over to click on travelers411.com, you'll find we give you a good, I don't know, 6 to 10 or more cross-reference locations where you can click to hear that archived programming. And that would include at our forums, go to USA, scroll down, click on New York. In our directories, we create a directory. You'll find the directory link in the navigation bar at travelers411.com, and we create a directory for every single guest. And in that directory, you'll find a link to get over to the archived audio. Also, on that navigation bar at travelers411.com, you'll see podcast, and every interview, every show is podcast for 52 weeks. The difference between that and the archived audio is the archived audio you can listen to, the podcast you can download and take us with you. And I hope you do. We are so happy to have arrived in downtown Rochester, New York. What a beautiful skyline. Such a pretty city. And we have arrived at a very special hotel. And that's the Inn at Broadway, if I've got the name exactly perfect. And we're going to be talking with the executive chef, Tom Palizzi. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, presenting E.T. in Concert on Friday, August 25th at 8 p.m. at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Keith Lockhart conducts and relives the magic on the silver screen of Steven Spielberg's great family adventure, E.T. Thrill to John Williams' Academy Award-winning score performed live by the Boston Pops. Get tickets now at bso.org or tanglewood.org.
We have really just arrived because in the last segment, in the last hour, we were over at the Genesee Country Village and Museum, which is a fabulous place. And listen, people, I know there are some of you out in California that are into making films because every once in a while we get some input from somebody on the California Film Commission. If there's somebody out there thinking about making a film in a quieter and gentler time, you know, a kind of Pollyanna-looking neighborhood, a colonial or 1800s or even early 1900s kind of neighborhood, you ought to be using the Genesee Country Village and Museum grounds, where you've got all these buildings that came from all over that they jacked up historic buildings and brought them to this one place and created an environment that would be the best backdrop for commercials as well as for feature films and documentaries. So Becky Whaley is the person you want to get in touch with over there because she's the president and CEO. And it would be of great benefit to a film company to use this backdrop for, you know, how many of you remember the movie, oh gosh, what was it called? Doc something. The one where the two boys, they're on their way somewhere and they wind up in Alabama someplace, and the whole film is in Alabama. I'll have to look it up and tell you the film I have in mind. I want to say that it was Michael Fox in that film. Doc Holliday. That doesn't sound right. That sounds like the old gangster. Maybe it was Doc Hollywood. Doc something with an H. I'm going to go look it up. I know you know. All my listeners know what it is. I can't think of it, but we'll get our remote producer working on the name of the film. But they stop in a place, and it's a kind of, you know, country, rural, wonderful spot where, you know, the big event of the year is the country fair, and that's this place. And you'd have everything you need to make it happen. And at the same time, be a great promotion for them, and your budget would feed into their budgetary needs. It would be all around a win-win. So those of you in filmmaking, give it a thought. I'm telling you, this is the best tip you've gotten this week from a set locator. I should do that, set locations. I know the best places for every kind of feeling. But we pulled up here at the Inn on Broadway in downtown Rochester, and I'm going to put in my blog, it'll be there any minute, so you go take a look. The front of the Merrion, which is now has a race for its money to be considered the best hotel in Dublin, but it's a fabulous hotel. And I'm going to put up a photo of the entry to the Merrion in Dublin and the entry to the Inn on Broadway. And it's the same feel. I was right. It was Doc Hollywood, people. They're just signaling me. It's the same feel and ambience of a wonderful city center home that has a manor house feel about it. And you enter, and it is elegant and charming and delightful. And, of course, the first person I wanted to meet was the executive chef, so I want to thank Tom Polisi, who's joining us. So we're going to do that now. It's a pleasure to be talking with you, Tom.
Nice to meet you.
How long have you been working here?
12 years it was, the middle of June.
And where were you before?
Before that, I was at Rooney's Restaurant and Richardson's Canal House.
And those are both in Rochester?
Both in Rochester.
Are you a born and bred Rochester person?
Yes, I am.
Have you ever worked outside the region?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, then there must be something very special about Rochester, aside from family and friends, that keeps you here. What is that?
The food is good here. There's a lot of restaurants, a lot of diversity here. And I've had the opportunity since I was 16 years old to be in this industry and work under a lot of good chefs in Rochester and that have spent the time teaching me.
Did you do any kind of academic, classroomy style of cooking education, or was it all on the job?
Nope. I learned it all on the job. I actually, in 10th grade, got kicked out of my food service class.
Why? You were bad?
Yeah, I was a bad boy.
What'd you do?
I don't even remember.
Oh, you sure do. You just don't want to tell me.
I don't remember.
Bit of secret.
No, I don't remember. I just remember getting kicked out.
Were you a cut up or you did something dangerous?
No, I didn't do anything dangerous. I was probably just messing around too much for the teacher or something along those
that's
lines.
That's a problem.
Or I knew more than the teacher at the time, maybe.
Yeah, and you could have been a threat.
That could be.
You know, talented and creative and gifted people in all fields tend to be a thorn in the side of the people who are there to educate them. And that's why gifted people need gifted teachers, because gifted teachers understand gifted students. They get it.
Yep.
They get it, and they redirect that energy that is coming out of all the pores as a result of the frustration of not being given the challenges and the opportunities that a gifted person needs to be given. I get it because I was in the first gifted program that was run by Johns Hopkins University, and it was a six-week summer program, and I was in second grade. And my children were in Johns Hopkins gifted programs, identified by their PSAT scores, and then followed and tracked and invited and whatever. But in far too many places, you look at how many people are high-achieving people who, you know, quit school
because
the school just didn't do it for them. It didn't understand them, didn't want to understand them.
I'm a high school dropout. Not proud of it, but that's the facts. I never went back and got a GED or anything.
Yeah, well, you know, there are certain occupations that if you're really good at it, you can pick up yourself and go anywhere, and there's a place for you. People in, you know, hair salon people, you know, they take their sharp scissors and their combs and they go. And people in the culinary arts, because there's always somebody looking for somebody great. And you must be. I love you already. We'll be right back. We're talking with Tom Palizzi, who is the executive chef at the Inn on Broadway, a beautiful place in Rochester, New York. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
On the side, a fella's really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you 10.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, and Berlioz. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops provide the live John Williams soundtrack to the film classic E.T. and so much more. Tanglewood tickets, now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at AerLingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Join Stephanie Abrams September 7th at Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont at 6 p.m. for a chat and book signing about her exciting novel, Rumors. Then join Stephanie for a tapas reception at 8 p.m. at the Lodge at Bromley, next to Bromley Mountain, a slice of Switzerland. Request the Stephanie Abrams $89 room rate. Visit Northshire.com and click on events and lodgeatbromley.com.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're in the commercial break here talking with Tom Palizzi, who is the executive chef at Turnedo's Steakhouse at the Inn on Broadway, who was commiserating that he doesn't remember why he was kicked out of this high school cooking course he was taking. And I said, it's Freudian repression. You know, you just don't want to remember why. But unfortunately and regrettably, too often, teachers who are skilled in their subject matter are not skilled in actually relating to their students and understanding. I mean, it is the gifted teacher that knows how to turn around a kid from a pain in the neck to a top achiever and turn kids off. I mean, it's just too bad. But you said that you were 16 when you pretty much were apprenticing in a restaurant somewhere, because yep. It was whatever your first job was, you were learning more than you were giving.
Yep.
And but I'm going to guess that someplace much earlier, you were in the kitchen scratching and clawing about wanting to help somebody do something. What's your first memory?
Probably my grandmother. My grandmother and grandfather bottling their own tomatoes that they picked out of the garden.
Italian?
Yep. Going over their house and watching my grandmother with her hands covered in flour, frying shrimp and gardoons and things like that. My grandfather.
What was that second one?
Gardoons.
What are gardoons?
Gardoons are...
It's a new one for me.
They look like celery. Gardoons. But they're stringier than that. And they take a little preparation where you have to pound them out, blanch them, peel the stringy parts out, and then you can just fry them in a little salt, pepper, and flour.
Why have I
you
never heard of a gardoon?
It's an Italian thing, that's for sure. And you don't see them, they're not around all the time. Like, you won't find them in a market in Rochester like right now, but you'll find them around Christmas time. And that we used to go and actually pick them with my grandfather.
Where
somewhere.
In Italy was your family from?
They were both from Sicily, my grandmother and grandfather.
Oh, so they were Sicilian. They weren't
yep.
Italian.
Oh.
I mean, my Sicilian friends and the people I know from Sicily are very clear that they are Sicilian. You say, I'm Italian. They say, no, we're Sicilian. I mean, there is a great pride in being from Sicily.
Yeah.
But what part, do you know?
I don't remember. It's funny, we were just talking about this not too long ago, my sister and I. But I can't exactly remember where.
Ask your sister and write it down this time.
I could probably look it up on my phone at this point.
Have you been?
No, I haven't. My brother has been. He was in the Navy, and he'd been there, but I've never been.
It's not the same.
No.
Going when you're in the Navy
is
not the same as going on a holiday. So we got to fix that.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. My wife and I have talked about it, but we haven't made the plans yet. It's a little difficult when you got 9 grandchildren running around in 2 different states and you're trying to plan your vacation time that you can see them and that kind of stuff. So
yeah, make some time just for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, and especially with Italian heritage and an interest in a culturally iconic feature of Italy, which is food. Oh, listen, I have one Italian sentence. I have 2 German sentences. My German sentences are, ein halb Liter Bier bitte, not for me, but for my husband. That's 1/2 liter of beer, please. And haben Sie im Freizimmer, which means do you have a room, a free room, not free in cost, but available room. My one Italian sentence is, io vorrei mangiare qualcosa, which means I want to eat something. With that, you see, these are the things, the skills you need to survive. People say, how can you go to a country when you don't speak the language? You'd be surprised what you can do with charades.
The word mangia is really all you need to know when
that's
you get over there.
That's all you need to know, and everybody wants to feed you.
Yep.
I mean, it's just culturally part of life. They want to grab you and sit you down and stuff you like a goose.
Yep.
So, and I've never been accused of not having an appetite. So I was just telling somebody the other day, I'm the only one I know who can get the flu and be hungry. I'm ready to eat. Feed me. And every 2 hours, I'm like a billy goat. You know, I don't like to be over hungry and stuff my face because I'm starving. I like to graze. I mean, it just comes naturally to me to graze every couple hours. I need a bite.
That's my problem, I think. I put on a few pounds because I do graze too much.
Oh, no, no. I think
in this industry, you eat when you can, standing up,
can. That's not good. That's not a good thing. But it's in the future. Grab the stuff that has no calories, like lobster and shrimp and celery and vegetables and, you know.
I do that on occasion.
Don't reach for the pasta. Even though there's no fat in it, the carbs will get you.
It's funny you should say that because on the way here, I hadn't eaten all day, and I was eating some leftover. It was actually penne pasta with clam sauce in my car.
Oh, wow. I got to get in your car and follow you around.
Yeah, I was shoveling pretty good.
I bet your car smells delicious.
It probably does right now with the container in there.
Mm. So let's talk about that, you know, those first experiences with your grandparents and your grandmother and the tomatoes in the kitchen. And how old were you?
Probably less than 10. 10, 11 years old is when my biggest memories are probably. They had a big garden in their backyard, and there's pictures of me down there with them as they're, you know, my grandfather's holding the tomatoes or whatever he happened to pick out of the garden that day, or my grandmother standing
great
by
pride.
Her. Grandmother standing there by her beautiful roses and, you know, that kind of thing, and then bringing all the tomatoes up, and we had this big, long gray table in the garage, and all the tomatoes would be over there. Or we'd come over on a day where we'd find a rabbit hanging in the garage that was in the garden at one point.
I don't eat Thumper.
And then we'd go the following week, and we'd be eating Thumper.
Oh, no.
I love rabbit.
Yeah, I love rabbit, too, but
watching him roll out the pasta.
Hugging and kissing its nose.
Rolling out pasta on the wooden board on their table that they had. My grandfather so it didn't slide around.
Before pasta
making machines and cutting it out and going over there. And then the holidays, it was just food upon food upon food.
So you like pasta?
Oh, I love pasta.
Okay. Wait till you get to Italy.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I'm telling you. Listen, talk to the people who are your employers and tell them you need to go on an educational.
Trust me, my employer is talked about taking me over there, and he's from there. His parents are from, his father's from there, and they go, and it'll happen.
You know, you have to hold your hand over your dish at dinner when they serve the pasta course, because if there's ravioli in that dish, if you don't hold your hand over the dish in the warmth of the steam that's rising from the hot food, the ravioli will float off your dish and hit the ceiling. I'm telling you, I have people in America think they know ravioli. I'm here to tell you, no.
Light.
Light, paper thin, you can see through the dough. paper thin. It reminds me very much of the dim sum you get in Hong Kong. That is so thin and so light and so yummy and wonderful. And this is not good because I'm really getting hungry. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We're talking about Tornado's Steakhouse at the Inn on Broadway in Rochester, New York, with executive chef Tom Polizzi. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Looking the Fendel Mendel.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden, there's
a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I love talking to chefs. They're such interesting people. And anybody that cares about what I eat is my kind of person. We're talking with Tom Polizzi. He is the executive chef at Tornado's Steakhouse at the Inn on Broadway, a gorgeous place to stay, people, in Rochester, New York. And we're going to be talking further today, and you want to check out travelers411.com from yesterday's show. The archived audio will be up in a couple of days, and the podcast will be there, because you'll find interviews that we've done with places you want to go and more about the Inn on Broadway. And you really have to know more about Rochester. There's some very snazzy things here to see and to do. And you're going to want to stop by and have a meal at Tornado's. Why is it not pronounced Tornado's? And why is it spelled with an E instead of an A? Because, see, that's a hang-up for me. I keep looking at it, and I want to say Tornado's, but it's Tornado's.
It's Tornado's.
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 Get the accent on the right syllable.
Tornado's.
Tornado's.
Tornado's of beef. Two fillets, 2 4-ounce tenderloins.
Okay.
Tornado's.
All right. That's it. Who named it?
The owner.
Okay.
That's one of our biggest problems. Well, I wouldn't say it's a big problem. People,
yeah, you would.
People
you
call all the time just saying, I'd like to make a reservation at Tornado's, Tornado's. They don't ever say the right word, but we straighten them out once they get here.
Yeah, well, I need straightening out every now and then. Okay, so it's...
Tornado's.
And the accent's on the first syllable.
First?
Yes, yeah, so it's Tornado's.
Got it.
Tornado's. Okay. All right, we'll see if I can get it right. Butchering names is what I do best, you should just know, so that's okay. So let's talk a bit more about the food itself. Tornado's has in its own title steakhouse, so I have to imagine that steak is something you specialize in.
That's exactly what we specialize in.
How do you specialize in steak?
We dry age our own steaks here. We're the only restaurant, as far as I know, in the upstate New Yorker area that dry ages their own meats right in-house. We didn't do it at the very beginning. But once we got established and set up, we started doing it on our own for a couple of reasons. Mainly, one of the things was we wanted to be able to say we did it in-house. And the other part
nothing
was...
Nothing like control.
Yep. And the
especially
other part
when you're dealing with food products.
Yep. And a big part of it was the cost of having it shipped from California, where we were getting it at the time.
Now, I have seen, both in billboards, in magazine print ads, and in TV commercials, happy cows... Happy, they're happy California cows, and they sing, and they smile, and they dance, but I don't think I've seen anything that was aimed at, and you're going to eat me. So why California and not Texas?
The company we were dealing with was out of California. It was Sierra Meats at the time. I had already had a reputation with them from a previous restaurant when I worked at Rooney's because we would purchase the stuff through there. So I already had a reputation
with them.
And you were happy with
the
we were happy with the product, yep. And they shipped and all that stuff, and
yeah.
That became a big hassle.
Okay, so, you know, I could become a vegetarian in about 13 seconds. I don't know that I ever will. But when my mother's second husband became, when he went on a diet that was mostly fish and fowl, the family went on a diet that was mostly fish and fowl. So, you know, I didn't do a lot of beef eating. And when I eat beef, I want great beef. And I have to tell you, American beef is fabulous. You know, because I've been other places in the world. And even you go to Europe, they some places will import American beef. Others will import Argentinian beef, which is excellent. But you know what? I can always tell the difference. I don't know why. I'll look at somebody and say, this came from the U.S., didn't it? And European beef, not so much.
No.
You don't want more European, a steak from some European aminal.
Yep.
And I purposely said aminal. But there is something that is special about American beef. And there's, you know, more and more, not just with beef, but with corn and other food products. Chefs that I meet that have great concern about what are these livestock eating, ingesting, that's being passed along to us. And also, I talk to more and more chefs who are very concerned about genetically modified vegetable products, and particularly corn and other products. And many of them have their own gardens now.
Mm-hmm.
And some hotels we've been to, they've got whole gardens going on their rooftop so that they know, you know, where the seed came from and what fertilizers were or weren't used, what sprays were or weren't used. And do you go to those extremes?
I don't go to those extremes. I do try to visit our public market, which is one of the best ones in the country here. And I've established a rapport with a number of the farmers. So I know what I'm getting. I get it from them every year, as long as they've got the product during the summertime into the fall, even potatoes all year long that have been in storage. I get from the same people all the time. So if I ever have an issue or a product I don't like, they generally will help me out and take care of it and explain
so
to me.
Yeah, so you know the sources.
Yep, yep.
And you actually know the people.
I actually have a friend, a gentleman I became a friend with, a chef in Maryland that works at a restaurant that has their own, not only their own garden, but they raise their own lamb and some other animals. The company he works for has their own garden and farm.
Wow.
So I don't have the luxury of that in the middle of downtown to do that, though. But I've been using the same people at the public market for probably almost 20 years now.
Are there more items than just steak on
your
menu?
Like
yep. What?
We do domestic rack of lamb instead of the Australian or New Zealand racks of lamb. Tastes far better. The eye is much bigger. It's a much better product. We have our fish. Some of our fish is flown in from Hawaii. I use a fish company, Hawaiian Fresh Seafood, that I get my number one big eye ahi tuna from, and I'll get other catch products from them.
What about shrimp?
Shrimp, we don't get it. I've done fresh blue prawns and stuff like that from the company in Hawaii, but not too often. We generally stick with a frozen, peeled shrimp type of thing. But they're pretty good product. We haven't had complaints about them, and they're pretty consistent and that kind of a thing.
When you're in the kitchen cooking, what's your favorite thing to make?
You know, people ask me this a lot, and I don't really have a favorite thing to make.
Well, is there a favorite course you prefer as opposed to?
No, there isn't. I love a spectacular, beautiful salad made with, you know, fresh arugula maybe, and, you know, local berries, that kind of a thing. And, you know, a cool dressing that we came up with. As much as I like a nice grilled steak, or I love the look of a beautiful seared scallop or a beautiful piece of fish that's been, it's got that, just that crust on it. Those are the kinds of things I like. I don't have a particular dish that I like to cook. I just like
stuff. We didn't connect the dots between when you were 16 and presented yourself at a restaurant and said, you need me, and they hired you, and how you got to Tornado's Steakhouse here at the Inn on Broadway in downtown Rochester, New York.
Well, it's kind of funny because growing up, we wouldn't go out to dinner a lot. You know, we'd go to diners and stuff. We mostly ate at home or at my grandparents'. My mother was home cooking most of the time. But when we did go out to eat, I always thought it interesting. How did they get all this food out to these people? And I was the kid that went out, and my brother and sister still to this day tease me. I eat fried egg sandwiches. And I still eat fried egg sandwiches with ketchup on them. Say what you will. But they tease me about that, but I became the chef. And it was just, it started out just as a job washing dishes at the Marriott. And my sister got me the job there. And the way it turned out is that we had a few of the dishwashers that were a couple years older than me that would scoot out after the chefs left and leave a few of us there all night. And I would literally sometimes work till 5 in the morning and walk home and go to school. But when it came time for them to ask somebody to come over and help prep, whether it was back in the late 70s, it was breaded seafood platters. You know, we did scallops and shrimp and fish and breaded them and pounded veal and made twice-baked potatoes and that kind of stuff, or portioned out frozen broccoli. You know, they asked me to do it because I was the kid that was there, didn't scoot out and go home. And it just evolved from there into I got a job making in the pantry department, filling salad bar up and stuff like that, and just moved my way up through the ranks there, and then just jumped around to different restaurants throughout the city that friends of mine worked for.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And I want to know how you managed to connect with this wonderful hotel, the Inn on Broadway, here in Rochester, where you have been for the last 12 years. Something right has to be happening. We'll be right back talking with the executive chef here. Don't leave me.
Stuck in the jug, a slice of onion and raw.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit newyorkbyrail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit amtrak.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am in a lovely boardroom. It could easily be a private dining room. It could easily be a private cocktail reception room. It is so charmingly designed with a very late 1800s, early 1900s Georgian feel about it. There are places I have been in England and Scotland and Ireland that remind me very much of the feeling in this room. And there are these two enormous photo murals with barrels and kegs of, I'm going to guess, something other than wine, but I'm going to ask executive chef Tom Palizzi here at the Inn on Broadway in downtown Rochester, New York, if he knows. What are those barrels?
They're wine barrels.
They are?
Yep.
And would that be from local wine?
I don't think so. I don't know the whole story behind that.
They're great
Those
pictures.
Are relatively new.
Well, the colors, you know, with the wood ceiling and the colors of the wooden kegs really are so complementary to the room itself. And, you know, if you're going to have a cocktail reception surrounded, you'd feel like you were in a wine cellar somewhere.
They changed this room over. This room is known as the ladies' parlor. And before they put the murals up and they hung the lights and stuff in here, the room was mostly white, and there was a mural of a lady with a little dog and stuff. It was the ladies' parlor. And they tried to get it away from the ladies' parlor part of it and more towards the feel of the steakhouse.
Well, we left off in the last segment. I asked you to connect the dots from being the 16-year-old apprentice and dishwasher growing into learning to be a cook, a line chef, a sous chef, ultimately an executive chef, and finding your way to the Inn on Broadway in downtown Rochester, New York. And as we ended that segment and went into the commercial break, Tom, you said to me, that's a funny story. And I love funny stories, so tell us.
So Bob Fallone, the owner here at the Inn, was a customer at Rooney's Restaurant where I worked. And all I knew him as was the guy that would come in and order double quail, a salad, double rack of lamb, no red onion jam. This is what we used to serve with it. So that's how I knew who Bob was. And Bob's here again. He's okay. Then we met, and he approached me about wanting to put a steakhouse in here. And he was going to do it with the gentleman that was the owner at Rooney's at the time. And that kind of dissolved, and he still wanted to go forth with this. So he approached me about it, and I accepted the job and We'd gone to New York City a couple times because there's no better place to learn about steakhouses than going to the old steakhouse in New York City. So we did Smith and Malinsky's, and I can't even name them. I got sick of eating meat because I ate meat breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 2 days while I was there. But that's how it all evolved. And Bob knew nothing about the restaurant business. He looked at it, at the types of things he would like if he went out to dinner, and he went out to dinner a lot. So we got the big chairs in the lounge and things like that. So he looked at it from a consumer standpoint, you know, the big leather booths and things that we have in the dining room, and left the food part of it up to, you know, this is what we want to do, but kind of left it up to me coming up with the items.
Now, at the time, 12 years ago, or a little more than 12 years ago, when you were at Rooney's, what was your position? Had you worked up to be an executive chef, or you were a sous chef? How did he know you?
I was the chef there.
Okay.
At Rooney's, it was an interesting thing because there was co-chefs. There was myself and a very good friend of mine, Kirk Smith, who I'd known for years and years, and we were the co-chefs there. And the owner of Rooney's went and bought another restaurant, and then I went to work there when they opened it up, and then I went back to Rooney's, and then I ended up here with Bob.
Yeah, well, I love what, you know, I love your comments about this was a guy that enjoyed eating out, and he knew what he liked when he ate out, and so he wanted to create that level of excellence that he expected in a place that he would own and run.
Well, this is another part of the story is, before we opened, we had samples of different cuts of meat brought in from a couple different purveyors. And myself and the guy who was the manager at the time, and Bob, I grilled them off on this old broiler that barely even worked, because we didn't have a kitchen here yet. We just had an old kitchen from a banquet thing. I cooked out these steaks there, brought it down, and I don't drink, but he had wine, and the other gentleman had wine. And we've got these paintings you'll see in the dining room when you go in there. And Bob sat down there, and he looked at the painting, and he said, "Now do you get it? The hard wine, the steak, that's what we're looking for." So that's how he looked at it.
What was in the painting?
The paintings, you'll see them in the dining room. They're all paintings of bottles of wine, glasses of wine.
I got it.
I don't remember the name of the artist.
I'm glad that's what it's, you know, what the painting subject are, because there's a steakhouse in Northern Ireland in a town called Ballymena, but it's not really in the downtown. It's, you know, that's where the post office would be, is in Ballymena, but the place is about 5 miles outside of Ballymena in Northern Ireland. And for those of you who are headed in that direction, it's about 45 minutes south of Giant's Causeway, a place you have to go and visit, and about the same distance to Belfast, just north of Belfast. So if you're going from Belfast to Giant's Causeway in Ballymena, make a left turn and follow the signs and the road to Galgorm Spa Resort and Spa. They have a restaurant called Gillies. And while they have a varied menu, they serve a lot of beef products. But 100% of the artwork are paintings. Very stylistic, very 21st century paintings of cows. And I don't know, I just find something a little bit of a turnoff to be eating a steak looking at a cow looking at me. So I'm happy it's bottles of wine and not cows.
And that is pretty unusual. That's very unusual,
isn't
I would
that
say.
Weird?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they think it's cute.
Well, I guess if you go to a seafood place and you see pictures of fish on the wall or a big plastic marlin up there, it's the same type of thing, I guess.
You want to know worse? I belong to a wonderful professional organization of leaders in travel called SCAL. It is a global organization with, I don't know, somewhere around 17,000 members worldwide. I belong to the Boston chapter. Every year, and I think this month, before this month is over, our meeting this month will be at the New England Aquarium in Boston. There's a tent that is on the concrete terrace just outside of the museum by the waterfront. And the luncheon at that meeting is a clam bake. And there's steamed clams and steamed lobsters and crab and shrimp. And it, the first time I went was probably 8-10 years ago. And I was like shocked that it just seemed so bizarre to be eating seafood for lunch at the aquarium. I don't know. It just seemed like something wasn't right there. But I got over it. I want to thank you so much for joining us. It's been such a delight talking with you. And we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.